So Huang Baozhong, welcome to Talk Satellite.
Oh, thank you very much. Nice to talk to you again.
Can you update us on AppStar 5C and AppStar 6C satellite programs?
As most of you may be aware that we signed a deal with China Great Wall for AppStar 6C exactly 1 hour after the launch of AppStar 9. And so far, it is progressing very well. We will launch the satellite in the first half of 2018. For the AppStar 5C, this is a joint program in cooperation with Telesat, and everything is proceeding very well. The targeted launch time is also in 2018. AppStar 5C, in addition to the conventional payload, we added to that a high-throughput payload, which mainly covers Malaysia and Indonesia, and we have 10 spot beams over there. In addition, we have some other optional Ku-band beams, for example, for Australia and New Zealand, and for the Southeast Asia.
How about the broadcast market? What trends are you seeing from your customers and potential clients?
For the broadcasting sectors, again, the pickups of high definition is not as expected. Even for some newly paired SD channels, they are disappearing again. The examples in Thailand shows that both for the free-to-air channels and the DTH platforms are disappearing. So this is very bad news for satellite operators. In our case, gradually we see some pickup from the developing world, especially from South Asia and also the Western countries. They would like to have their channels also distributed in Asia. Recently, we are successfully win the deal from TVN and also TVBI, from EBU, from Akiva. So in video sectors, this year we are very satisfied and we are doing very well.
Teleport and infrastructure. What new technology advancements are we making, and what would you and your customers like to see for the future?
At the moment, customers' expectation from satellite operators is far more than previously. We see more and more customers require integrated services, including capacity, including teleport, and sometimes even may include the ground segment. In that case, we have to adapt our strategy to cater for the new appearing demand from the customer. So right now, we have gained more and more experience in providing teleport services, using our teleport in Hong Kong and also using our partners teleport worldwide to provide tailor-made service to our client, to such customers like HCC or Eurovision and others.
On a business front, how is your revenue performances and where do you see your growth coming from?
APT, despite the current worldwide economic situation, APT satellite is still performing well. We have demonstrated a slightly growth in our revenue, and also our profit margin is still good enough. If you look at our financial status, we have for a 5 year period ended 2015, we have average CAGR of over 16%, which is remarkable in this industry. At the same time, our debt is greatly reduced to a current 23% only, which demonstrates we have a very good financial health status. We are growth coming from both video and data services. From videos, this year we are successfully win the EPL from both Eurovision and Akiva. We also introduced TVN into Asia, our satellite, AppStar 7. TVBI is going to come to AppStar 7 as well. We also joined hands with Chinese TV platform called Great Wall and reached a common agreement that we will jointly marketing and distributing the Chinese channels within the footprint of our satellite fleet. This is a remarkable achievement. Another achievement is we already working together with Lawset to market their capacity and also to market our customers' content over the Southeast countries. Okay, for the data side, and we are also doing well. Before end of the first half of this year, we signed multi-transponders deal on the data side, and this helps to drive our growth before end of this year. I believe you will see from our financial statement next year. This also, again, further strengthens our position in Asia-Pacific market.
China, what is this market's true potential?
China is considered as a closed market to foreign satellite operators. Fortunately, we have Chinese shareholders and we have quite extensive business in China as well. We know China has great potential. For doing business in China, we have a tailor-made strategy as well. As previously announced by APT Satellite, we formed a joint venture in Shenzhen together with the Ministry of Communications, who has just recently granted telecom operators license in China, the fourth operator in China. So we join hands with the Ministry of Communication and to target the maritime or mobile satellite communication sector. For doing this, we procured a new satellite based on Ku band, the so-called high-throughput satellite. The new satellite is already under construction and targeted launch date is in 2019.
Mobility, a strong sector for satellite. How do you see our role in this playing out?
I think satellite is so far the only effective way for providing such services for aircraft and for the ships. We all know that the demand for internet for the passengers, be it in the cruise or in the aircraft, people have to browse the internet to kill their time. And they have also a real-time need for applications. For example, the stock market, if they procure the stocks, they need to know what the price their stock is on a real-time basis. To our understanding, the demand for satellite capacities for mobile ag sector will be growing dramatically, and more passenger aircraft will be equipped with satellite antennas and get access to internet. That's why we procured the Upstar 6D. Upstar 6D is dedicated for the mobile satcom applications.
Huang Bao Zhong, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Kevin.